Did you do anything else with the meat from the hog's head?
Yeah, oh yes, we'd make what they call souse, you know.
Uh-huh.
Put vinegar with it and then get it cold, and slice it up. Yeah, we'd have a lot of things out of hog.
This is something that you'd press into a loaf or something?
Yes, uh-huh.
What did you call that part of the hog's head down around
Joel's, there? Joel's. Yeah, they use that for cook greens with. Black eyed peas and hog jowl. Yes, and the feet, we always clean the feet. That's my favorite dish with my husband was pig's feet.
Pickled or?
No, we would just usually boil those and dice potatoes with them and eat them with sauerkraut. We made our kraut. We'd make our kraut. We'd raise cabbage, you know, make our own sauerkraut.
Oh boy, that's good too. That
homemade sauerkraut.
If you don't get it just right, you know what to do next time.
Yeah. And pickles, and put up our pickles and things like that. Many a time I've had 100 jars of fruit now in this basin.
From your orchard?
Canned fruit, usually from our orchard, and wild jelly and things like that. We'd raise strawberries, but I don't raise much garden now.
Did they grow raspberries around here? Or?
No, they grew them in Nebraska, and my husband we put out raspberries, but they never didn't do much good for us. We had blackberries, but we didn't have raspberries. They didn't do so well.
I think the climate here isn't right for those, or the soil isn't right.
They rust or something. But the apples, the day we married on Christmas Day, my father-in-law brought a bushel of apples up there that they sprayed their trees. All this was in orchard out here then. And he brought a bushel of the prettiest red apples that day over there. I tell you, when we married, we invited all of our neighbors to our home that day, and the minister came out there, the minister from the First Christian Church at Norman, McCarkle. And he came out there, and our family doctor was there, and our old mail carrier was there. This old mail carrier would carry our mail back and forth. Henry, we wrote every day to each other. he wouldn't require stamps on it, but he said if we'd invite him to our wedding, he'd carry them for us. You know, he didn't take them to Norman, but he'd carry them from one box to the other.
Yeah.
And his name was J.J. Headings. And he's dead. He was a white-haired man then. He's long since been dead, but he was at our wedding.
Oh, he was a good man, wasn't
he? Yes, he was a good man. And he was at our wedding, and all of our neighbors was there, and they spent the day. It was on Christmas Day we were married.
Christmas Day?
Christmas Day. And it was real nice and warm. They sat out in their shirt sleeves all day, the men did. And my mother had a nice Christmas dinner that day for the wedding.
Did your husband buy a new suit for the wedding?
Oh yes, a black. He was real handsome. He and his brother were.
Where'd you get it?
Ephraim. Ephraim at Norman was a clothing store. George Winings was a grocery store, and Frank McGinley had a grocery store. My mother and father would raise radishes, and we would work so hard washing those radishes off and tying them in bunches and putting them in a tub and taking them in there and selling them for 5 cents a bunch. That really netted us a lot of money.
That was pretty good money.
Yes. He'd buy all the radishes we could raise.
Well, then you got chips for this too?
Well, I got chips for my butter. I was going to tell you, our buggy was $95, and we bought it from George Winans with butter money. And I've recently refinished my daughter's high chair. I got it in 1909. I got it that from Meyer and Morris. They had a furniture store there at Norman. And I didn't have any money. My husband, when we married, he bought this farm. He paid $8,000 for this farm.